Anti-smoking groups say bartenders and waitstaff who work an 8-hour shift in a smoky room breathe in the equivalent of 16 cigarettes. Lunchtime is busy at the Nitty Gritty, one of Madison's popular downtown restaurants, but with the noon rush over, work begins on dishes that need washing and stacking. The restaurant's owner, Marsh Shapiro, initially opposed Madison's new ordinance. Although he's had a reluctant change of heart, Shapiro knows some smoking customers won't be happy.
There are a lot of people that are going to be upset that probably are used to having a beer and a cigarette or a martini and a cigarette after work or after a sporting event in one of the nice establishments that we have in our community.
Shapiro's helping get the word out about Madison's new anti-smoking rules. However, he's still concerned it could cut down on business. Madison's mayor, Dave Cheslevich, says that didn't happen to restaurants in one of the nation's largest cities.
In New York City, gross receipts for bars and restaurants were up 12% in the year after they went smoke-free in 2002.
Madison's new law on lighting up has fines for smoking in the wrong place. That includes restaurants, taverns, even cigar bars. Those who want to smoke have to go outside or to a private club. Some specially ventilated indoor areas in restaurants will still allow smoking temporarily. Lawmakers who oppose local ordinances passed by Madison, Appleton, and other cities are working on a state law which would allow limited smoking. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.